people look at me. I'm just by myself, innit?
If you're a liar, you're doing productive things. It's not everyday friend friends.
I did do. I feel like it's my fault though. I feel like I don't reach out to people enough.
I see, it's like that, but life, what are you going to do? Be a reacher outer while everybody's succeeding?
That's it. I need to do stuff. I need to come to the table and be like,
you are doing stuff. Are you alright?
Yeah, now, but before it was
like, shut up.
I can't just be like, hi guys, I've been sleeping.
Yeah, cheers. Yeah, it's alright to rest, you know, like we're humans. Do you get what I mean? Being all fine, yeah. You know I mean? Just being a Virgo.
It's true, it's a lot of stress, you know. Pressure.
You got this. Mm. Soulmate, you get, are you mad?
I don't know. Speaking of which, hey guys, welcome to the music room. As you can see, I'm joined by my dear friend Lydia.
Hello guys, it's a pleasure.
She's here to assist me in some cultural topics, some news. I don't know, just kind of shit. Anyway. As usual, I've got some news, some new music that you guys need to be checking out and all that good stuff. So I'm just going to get into it today. Did you watch the Versus battle?
I mean, I watched it and I didn't watch it because it was cancelled on two occasions. So for me, it was a bit like, are these people serious? I could do something better with my time, you know?
100%. They definitely put a lot of people off.
Yeah, they did.
Playing it.
They did. And I just feel like, I'm not sure if I believe that Ashanti really was like suffering from COVID. I believe she was suffering from not being able to hear certain notes. And I just have to be honest.
Do you know what? I said, Ashanti don't have COVID. She's getting singing lessons.
Just a little bit.
Because I was very adamant, yeah. Listen, I'm not bashing Ashanti.
Boy, you are. It's not easy, you know.
Yeah, but since when? Yeah, listen, I love Ashanti, yeah. We grew up on that shit, yeah.
Yes, we did.
She makes bangers, but is she a great singer?
I don't want to judge her in that context, but what I can say from her history and her journey, she's a great songwriter.
Amazing.
And if you're a fantastic songwriter, then you can hold or not.
Yeah.
So I think she's absolutely brilliant when it comes to that. But I know she knows that Keisha Cole,
yeah,
where brilliant. Were you?
Eh? Yeah, she's crazy.
Where you? You better come prepared.
But this is what I feel like. I feel like Ashanti makes like sing-along songs, yeah? But Keisha Cole makes, like, belt-along songs.
Keisha Cole makes songs that other women are fearful and are nervous to discuss, but is always happens in each and every woman's stage of her life. Whereas Ashanti was with us during our bubblegum years, so
bubblegum.
You can't really compare the two. Mm-hmm. You know, you was at different stages of your life, but you celebrate the both of them, but...
Yeah. Mm. But, so according to you, who do you think won the battle?
I mean, Keisha Cole didn't even stay for the last round. She had OT Genesis.
Which it was nice to see that them two have made up their hip-hop beef.
Is that what we wanted to see?
No. She came late and she didn't finish.
I just wanted to be sure. Is that the thing that we wanted to see? Okay. That's not what we wanted to see from her.
But, you know...
I think it was a tie.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Do you know...
To a certain degree, yeah.
I feel like for me watching that Versus battle... For me personally... I can see a tie, but I just feel like Keisha Cole moves my emotions a lot more than Ashanti does.
Okay, yeah. Both of them are Libras. They're probably the most random information I've given to you that you don't
probably care to know.
Yes, I am. I have a crystal ball. What I'm trying to make you to understand is this. Keisha Cole was half-hearted, so that's already a point deducted.
I feel like she was fed up with the whole thing.
She came in with attitude, so she already let something personal affect her performance. And she left early, which was unprofessional. So that then balances it out to, you are a tie.
Okay, Ashanti. You're doing it like technically.
Yeah, I mean, as an artist, you got to, you know.
But I don't feel like Keisha Cole had an attitude. I just feel like that's just Keisha Cole. Like, she just Keisha.
Why should another artist feel like they're on eggshells with Keisha and they're fighting that, I was meant to be next. And you know that Ashanti was irritated, but she was like, remember, I'm next.
Ashanti was not
to balance out the nonsense.
Ashanti was not on eggshells. Ashanti definitely threw shots. Yeah, I think there was a one time where Keisha Cole said something like, Dorites ain't paying me or something. And Ashanti said, they're paying me. But I...
Let me tell you something, Keisha Cole, she was acting like a Nigerian woman. That's all I can tell you.
Late, this is not worth her time.
And then full of entitlement. Can you not see that I'm sat here, I bring my stew and rash. You came with that type of energy, you know?
Is your song not finished?
No, it was a good verses, but for me, you know, the topper will still always be the The reggae one with Beanie Man, and
yeah,
that will always be a topper.
That was Swiss Beats and Timbaland's favorite one as well.
Yeah, I mean, this was good, but
yeah, but that one. But the thing is, the reason why I love the Versus so much is because they bring you back to, like, they're very nostalgic. Like, they take you back. Like, Keisha Cole and Ashanti is, you're so right when you say, like, Ashanti makes music for a certain part of your life, and then Keisha Cole makes music for another time.
Keisha Cole was around when we was 18, 19.
That's when you knew her.
When you was like, oh.
Like, what do you mean? We're not going to get married and have babies. Yeah.
Is it happening? No, it's not. So, oh, yeah.
Lord.
No, it's both, true. They're both phenomenal, to be honest. They both are.
Thank God it happened. Thank God they, you know, they didn't delay anymore. But yeah, I'm definitely
who's definitely the next one?
Keisha Cole fan.
Who's gonna have the next verses?
I don't know. Swiss Beat says he wants to do Tupac and Biggie.
Really?
I think that would be lit. Jim Jones wants to do Dipset versus G Unit. I think that would be a madness. I'm not going to lie to you. I think that would be so lit.
I mean, G-Unit is absolutely incredible. I love them. I grew up on them, but yeah, I don't know about the other one. I don't know about the other group.
This is the thing. I feel like if you was a hardcore rapper
in the UK,
you'll know about Dipset. If you was kind of like, we grew up in the suburbs kind of thing, yeah? So what's Dipset? You know G-Unit, Candy, you know that stuff.
Yeah, no.
But I would love to see that, though.
I mean, yeah, I suppose so.
Or who's a more suited hip hop match? Dipset versus
So Solid Crew.
D Block. So Solid Crew. No. Yeah. Be interesting to see who the next versus is.
Yeah,
what's up? Cool. What's next? Rick Ross clip of Brittany and Kaya resurfaces. Oh, I just showed you that video.
Girl.
Are you surprised?
Ciao.
I am not surprised in the slightest.
I'm disgusted.
Yeah, but like, number one, Rick Ross is a very questionable human being. Yeah, especially when it comes to like women.
He's them greasy uncles. You know them uncles that say,
"Sit on my lap."
You look nice today. Mm-hmm. I just want to be your friend.
Yeah.
I just want to get to know you.
Yeah,
it's those uncles and Brittany. I mean,
yeah, no. Like, he'd be hanging around outside tasting his Range Rover.
Which taste? It depends on his waist madness. Which tasties?
Any of
the Woolwich one?
Yeah, the Woolwich one.
He's gone. He's not coming back. He's dancing in hell. Them ones, any time of the day, they will be in a sandal. He's that.
Oh my God. Ugh. Yeah, he's so gross, man. And the thing is, I don't expect nothing less of him. Like, when I saw that clip, I seen it ages ago, but it just reminded me of like why it's so hard. Like, I don't even want to know violin, woe is me, like
what,
but how hard it is trying to be a black skin, a respectable dark skinned woman trying to make it in the industry. Like,
what did I tell you? Yeah, sex sells. Yeah, the minute you can throw it right the way back, you're going to get all that you want. Yeah. It's a shame that artist development is no longer around, because if they took some time to shape that young lady, she can sing, she's sassy.
Yeah.
She just needs to be drawn out just a little bit of her shell.
Yeah.
And he just wasn't prepared to do that because she wasn't going to ride him like a horse.
That's it. He wanted to smash. That's why he moved like that, isn't
he? He wanted to smash. 100%.
It's just a testament just to what... But you know what? At the same time, maybe her performance was more interesting because, like you said, sex does sell. So in terms of like what everyone is listening to, even like rappers, when they get singers on their songs, sometimes they get like girls that look a certain type of way or that move a certain type of way. So maybe he's thinking, oh, I can do more with you as an artist, whereas you as an artist, some people, that's not what they're looking for.
It's a fantasy. Music gives you escapism, so you have to be able to stimulate all senses, sound, look, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The fact that she also used his beat, it gave him that envisionment that, I could ride you and ride the beat.
You know, like that. You can ride
so she just did, she gave him unique selling point. What's your selling point? She gave him unique selling point, and other girl just thought, you know, her passion was going to take you there, but no, you have to play the game, roll the dice.
100%. And to be honest, like, Rick Ross is renowned for his misogyny. Yeah? Like, we all know. Put a Marley up in her drink. She ain't even know it. He lost deals. Yeah, he's even on record.
Morogo.
Yeah, listen, he's even on record saying that he wouldn't sign a female artist because he feels like he would be entitled to sleep with them. So in order, he doesn't want to mix business and pleasure. So he's just not going to sign. He
doesn't that know is the, music, though. That is music. Yeah, business
why,
and
pleasure. Why can't men control themselves?
That is music.
No, that's not music. That's perversion.
Yeah. It's a nonsense, but it is. That is the industry, though. Yeah. They'll be saying, shh, Koya, come. If you do that, oh yeah, don't worry about that competition. Come.
Mm-hmm.
I will look after you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the uncles in the university yeah. in Nigeria. You have got a one. You have performed today, Chioma. I'm going to look up. He's giving her that vibe. And she too, she's saying, starting to the body. You know you want my body. Oh, nice.
She's giving him, yeah. She's giving him what he wants, innit?
Mm-hmm.
It's true. It's true. But, these are the things.
Ruth, years on, it didn't take her there. He dropped her. She had to be on Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah.
And then from Love and Hip Hop, I've not heard Britney. Yeah. Jess Britney, I haven't heard about her.
That's what happens when you sell your soul, though, you know?
Hmm.
But at the same time, if someone's providing an opportunity and they're like, this is what you need to do to get the opportunity. Some people are so desperate. They're like, all right, cool. I'm gonna do what I got to do. This is why men, you need to start checking other
lack
men.
Lack of self-belief. They're G-checking you. Because if you decline it and say, are you all right? Do you want me to... They'll sit up and be like, okay, maybe she actually does have talent. No one forced you to...
Yeah.
To be a escort slash artist.
Escort slash
artist. You know, you chose to have those double barrel artist. Those double barrel occupations. Yeah, you know, no one forces you. You know?
But I definitely feel like colorism plays a big part. And I feel like people need to start checking people when it comes to things like that. I.e. men need to start pulling up other men when it comes to things like that. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like Rick Ross sat there with all his boys and they were all like, yeah, man. Girl, you know, like, you know what you're talking about.
I mean, Ruth, that is the biggest perception of self-hate. Like, the minute our men get it together, the minute things will fall in line, like, I'm not going to be all, like, anti-ish, but men are the head. They're the leaders, you know. You know, they're trailblazers. If they, you know, submit and understand that, you know what, no, even if they're not our preference, the black woman, we're still going to respect her because she looks like our mum.
Yeah.
People will fall in line, but you're doing guru guru because of Lighty. She's my yellow boy. She's my yellow boy.
Which brings me perfectly onto my next subject.
Danny, I'm alone. Don't let me come and cash you, please.
I want to say something in Yoruba, but I won't say it as nice as her, so I'm going to try.
Danny.
Omoshi.
You are a bastard. You are a disappointment.
But the thing is, like... Number one, okay, do you know, I don't even know how to start this one. Yeah.
I'm not angry with her, and I'll show you why.
Let me start by explaining the situation. Mm. So, Danny Lee is an American singer, songwriter.
Yeah, Dominican.
Yeah. No, she's not black, she's Dominican.
Yeah.
Yeah? So, she made a song called Yellow Bone, and it's basically talking about how he picked me because I'm yellow bone, this, that. Now, the song on its face is controversial enough in the fact that, like, listen, there's a whole history behind colorism within the community that you don't, as a light-skinned woman, want to make a song that's saying, yeah, he picked me because I'm light-skinned. That opens a whole can of worms.
Demonic.
You don't even...
Jezebel spirit.
You don't know... Do you not understand, like, no. It's not... I'll get onto this later, but it's not comparable to brown-skinned girls either. Now, the issue becomes deeper because... The baby is currently dating Danny Lane.
Hmm.
And the baby is one of, like, the biggest rappers.
Right, you know? Now. Yeah.
He's
very influential, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? He left his dark-skinned baby mother.
I was coming to that girl.
To be with Danny Lane, right?
Hmm.
And now she made a song like this and that and this and that. So basically, so that's the background behind the song. Now. But I'm disappointed in DaBaby because when she posted the snippet of the thing to Instagram, he commented, yellow heart, yellow star, like you're co-signing what she's saying.
Let's take it right the way back, yeah? Let's start off with the people who started the trend of interracial dating, yeah? Footballers.
Yeah.
Yeah, the minute a footballer loses his deal, he's not on a Man U top 10, the wife is gone. She's absolutely gone. They're back to their girlfriends that they was with in Uganda, in Zimbabwe, in Yugoslavia. is them that they'll be remembering. So if you go back to the occupation of success, it's almost like, you know, a celebration. It's like an elitism.
I've made it. Here's my white girl.
That needs to stop. And also, Danny Lee is only projecting the things that the baby is feeding her. You're amazing.
Yeah.
Ignore my baby mom.
Yeah.
So baby mom is the step, yeah? Mm-hmm. And Danny Lee is the show, the catwalk.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is that we don't deserve to be on the red carpet. Yeah. We can be behind, stitching and tucking, you know, touching up the makeup.
Propping you up.
Yeah.
Make sure you're good.
I mean, look at B. Simone. She's an epitome of, you know, celebrating the ideal pick-me girl. Why would you say, oh, she's so beautiful, she's so amazing? I mean, we know that you have this pretend relationship in your mind with the baby, but the way you've even elevated it, your followers will then start to think, nah, it's time I go and buy that bleach on Amazon.
Yeah, do you know what I'm saying?
Throw that on my knuckles, yeah?
Exactly. You know, you don't know how...
It won't work, or...
It will destroy your life, don't
you? You better just chill out and enjoy your melanin.
Like, love your life, that's it.
It's just, you better love it.
Now, the thing is, yeah, come to find out, Danny Lee's not even light-skinned, really. She's white skin.
Yeah.
And listen, obviously, there's no problem with being white, you know, do your thing.
No. Yeah.
But, like, when you pretend, as a white person, pretend to be a light-skinned black person, yeah, cool, you're Rachel Dolezal. Cool, all right, cool. You love our culture so much, cool, whatever. But now you're insulting black women. You don't even go here, fam. Like, you
know,
we did.
No, but Ruth, you know, like, okay, let's put the woman aside, yeah. You know, like, when there's a man and everybody and the girls are pulling and, you know, he stays at yours Monday to Wednesday and then Thursday. You know, SZA, she wrote a song about it. The weekend. So now Danny's doing, I've got him all to myself.
Girl.
No, you don't, babe, because after a while, your curls and your pretty little skin is not going to keep him. Even my mother says, your beauty will take you there. Your character will keep you there.
Yeah.
No matter how delicious you look. Mm-hmm. No, you can't have jollof rice every day. You can't have it every day.
I mean, I just...
You have to put plantain, or you put coleslaw, or, you know, you make rice balls. You have to be... You have to, you know, you want to just be, I don't know, I'm giving suggestions, please. Can't have jollof rice every day, girl. You have to sometimes throw, you know.
And you know she's got that
Mexican.
Hair, like, you can tell that she gets bare gel when she does this all the, for like 30 minutes trying to make curls in her hair. It just frustrates me. You want to jump on black culture? You're not even black.
But it's also something to be proud of, though. Like, dare I say it, yeah, like, when you are an original and you have carbon copies, it lets you know that no matter how much they keep knocking us down, there's something about our spark.
Yeah, that's
there's
very
something
true.
About us that they keep, we're just so productive. You sneeze on us, we're having another lot.
Yeah, it's true.
You just, baby. And yeah, it just shows that there is greatness in our lineage. So we should actually celebrate it. We should celebrate it, but let them know this is our boundary. And that's where the men come in, as I've said.
That's it.
But we should be proud. Like, rah.
No, you're spitting
real facts. They love it. Like, Instagram baddie is a bad girl. Is a black woman.
One more time. Say it one more time.
Who's Insta baddie? Like a black woman. We were doing...
Yeah,
we're bad as fuck.
Wait, say that one more time. The boundary is with black men.
Please, that's another...
No, because it's very true. Because if the baby didn't gas up this Danny Lay girl to be thinking that she could be saying that, it all lies.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. It lies with black men.
Ruth, like, I'm going to go and I'm going to get deep as well, yeah? In a sick and a twisted way, yeah? They rate us, you know? But what they're doing is, look, white man, yeah? She can give me, get me, little doggy. That's mine, yeah? That's meant to be yours, but that's mine. You know what she's doing to me? She's sloppying me off.
Yeah,
do you understand me?
Okay,
are you
that.
Deaf? Oh, can you get me drink? All right.
What you saying now, huh?
Get me drink.
Who's a house nigga now?
So basically, like, you know, they're getting their own back slowly but surely. And for us, we're like, can you just come back home?
Yeah.
Will you just... Tosin, Tunde, Tommy, will you just... But they're like, no, we need to get our revenge. We're coming. Just give me a few minutes.
Wait, do you genuinely think, that it's revenge?
I do. To a certain degree.
I'd love to get a man
to a certain degree. I'm being unapologetically honest in this conversation with you. And to a certain degree, is that, yeah, you thought you could whip us. You thought you could come and turn us up. Now I've got her.
Yeah.
I've got her, babe.
Okay, then. Okay, I condone it, then.
You know when you see Karen Oluwole, you're like, oh, yeah, hello. All right, breathe on. We'll have a few moments. All right. How was it?
I said Karen Oluwole.
It's alright. This one though.
Okay, alright, cool. So we're done with Dani Lay.
Right, yeah, we're done with, yeah, we stamped her out.
Oh wait, did you see her apology?
I'm really sorry, you know, all my cousins, my brother, my builder, my gardener, my plumber is black. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Wait, did you hear what
I don't even like that I'm light skinned.
Did you hear what, that's basically her apology.
Oh, Lord, she.
Yeah. Said, you know, I'm not racist. Like, my
uncle, my cousin,
niggas,
my accountant, my man with his big black donkey.
The lady that comes to call my toilet, she's black.
That's all you know. That's all you know. You don't even know your time stable. That's all you know.
Her parents.
That baby's skinny con. That's all that you know.
Girl.
Your lifetime.
Just don't do it. Like, if you're going to make music and perpetrate to be a light-skinned woman, cool. But don't make music that comes for us, because we don't play that.
It's not for us. It was a dig at the baby mom, but like,
no, you're no, such no. A, that's us.
You're such a... Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? I don't care.
That is us.
Like,
you're right. You've corrected
and
me.
And for
that
every
is us.
Other light-skinned that woman is that thinks that she can go around putting down black-skinned women, nah.
What about if it's not her that's putting them down? When she's laid up in bed with a black man after she's had him all up in her, and he's like, you know, you're the best. No black woman could ever...
Yeah,
that's what they do. They
yeah.
And then you know...
It needs to stop.
She'll now be getting shoulders up. It's sometimes we just can't blame them.
Yeah,
we have to blame our own. You lot, do better.
Do yeah? better.
All right.
Cool.
Oh.
Trey Songz was arrested.
I don't even know who that is. When? 2007?
You don't know Trey.
Are we in 2007? Jason Derulo. Which one is it?
No.
Are we in 2007? Huh?
You know Trey Songz.
Trey Songz is an escort.
Girl, what's you gonna it? Wish.
What are you doing?
Girl, you gonna wish. Girl, you gonna wish. You gonna wish. China medicine.
That was actually all right, you know.
Thank you.
Go on, a little one clap there. That's true, but I still don't like him.
Oh,
he's not relevant.
He's relevant because he's been breaking lockdown rules.
Oh, hello.
He beat up a policeman.
He's been breaking a bit of cock, as he
is. Is that what I said? Is that alcohol? Sorry. It's not me.
Have a nice breaker there. Chill out, lids.
All right, cool. Chainsaw has been arrested because he tried to fight a policeman during a Kansas City Chiefs game. I don't know if that's football or baseball or whatever. Basically, I think he refused to put a face mask on. Someone told him to put a face mask on.
Guys, I refuse sometimes. You just like to say whatever you want. But you know, sometimes you just want a little air. You
yeah,
just want
that.
A little air.
Mm-hmm.
So when all you nannies, yeah, want to come with your little, put your mask on, chill out.
Yeah, mind, okay? Actually mind your business.
Thank you. Sorry, but sorry, Ruth. I just wanted to let
no,
them
today
know
I was walking up the escalators, like in London Bridge and stuff. And because obviously it's lockdown, I don't travel as much.
Yeah.
So my fitness is poor, yeah? So I'm walking up the escalators and then I'm breathing into my face mask and it's just like you can see the it's moving.
It's weird, yeah. You can't even put your lip gloss on. You just can't.
No,
I know your health is your wealth, but it's just
calm down,
things
man.
Have done. I don't blame Trey. I would have said, you know what, lock me up.
Yeah, but
just give me lamb hot pot. Make sure there's salt because I know
you've been arrested before.
Never in my life.
Okay.
Never in my life. Me. Mommy.
Yeah, yeah.
Mommy, don't mind them more. Me.
Tell Virgil, I say hi.
Shout out to all my Wendy Williams love. We got used to it. I know how it is.
Have you seen Bulletproof?
No.
Okay.
Sorry, let me stop trying. Hold on.
No, it's okay.
You want some? You know you do. Don't act like this lockdown made you put weight on.
Oh my days. I'm
and
now
I was like, eh?
12 to 14.
I will never talk about this in Jesus' name. Eh? Me, I'm going back to skipping. So I can sit down.
I'm happy with the lockdown weight though.
Mm.
I'm happy. I feel like I'm happy. I'm putting on weight. I'm, you know, doing my thing.
My jeans are ripping.
Yeah.
Is it not
time
now?
To go shopping?
No. Time to skip. You have to have a discipline. Hmm? If you can eat, you can walk. You have to be. You want to do sexy, but you want to have pot belly. Abba, you better.
No, I don't want to. But I know when summertime comes around, I'm going to be very upset with
Ruth
myself.
Has always had an amazing body from when we were much younger. Ignore her. This is the only compliment I'm giving her. She's had an amazing body.
No, this is why I brought you here to gas me, man.
Gas
you. Geneva don't gas me. Geneva just comes and insults me.
Gasuko. 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 You say gasuko. Yeah, she always had a good figure.
Yeah, good man. No, do you know what? Yeah, you're actually so like refreshing.
Aww.
Yeah, because it's like it's really nice to reminisce, like, and just remember like where you come from and all that stuff, and like, nice. You're very, and you're
she's
just
getting soft on me. I'm getting, she was getting never like this.
It's the vodka, man. I'm like, girl, remember that time?
She's a sergeant, you know. She's a colonel. She's a okay.
Don't know.
She's a colonel.
Respect me. Cool. Yeah. Speaking she's of old school, Ashley Waters and Noel Clark, legends, legendary figures in the game.
I mean.
You don't think? Well, I bring this up because Noel Clark had a video recently. I think he had an interview where he was talking about how people need to pay more respect to him and Ashley Waters because everything UK culture goes back to them some way or another.
Yeah, and they've affected it by being a stereotype. I love and I appreciate
them. What do you
them.
Mean, though?
But, like, why doesn't the ending that... why can't some of the endings be that they're lawyers and they move to...
Have you seen Bulletproof?
Middlesex.
Have you seen Bulletproof?
Or that they go to Surrey and they stop doing drug life.
Have you seen Bulletproof?
I haven't seen that. I can't lie.
Okay, watch Bulletproof. I promise you, Bulletproof is going to make you feel like, nah, they're
so deep. From all of that time, yep. It's Bulletproof to now save them.
Yeah, from Bullet Boy to Bulletproof. Big up Ashley Waters.
I mean, I like Ashley Waters. He's creative. And I also appreciate Noel Clark. But I want them to steer away from their stereotypes.
Do you know what? I feel like...
I want them to.
Originally, when like things like Kid Up Hood and films like that... you're referring to
yeah here. I love that I
when
love
they
it.
First came out yeah people are like oh but why is it always about gang and shit you have to remember that stabbing and killings were happening before these films came out these films were created to bring awareness even like an anti-stabbing campaign if you like as much you maybe it did turn people onto it but I'm sure it turned people off of it because when I watch them films I'm like I can never live that life and I'm sure there's people that watched it and thought the same thing that I can never live that life but
I think that you've seen me live that life you don't remember when I got happy slapped.
What? Oh, 469.
But when I took the glasses.
Yeah, was it there? I heard about it.
You have to take it easy when you're messing with boys, okay, girls?
Yeah, don't do that.
You have to be taking it easy. Alright? Alright. So
yo,
yeah.
That news made its way around and so quickly. So quickly.
I couldn't hear for 2 days in my left ear. Wallahi, I'm not even... Eh? You don't disrespect people, you know, guys. There's a punishment.
Do you know what? Do me a favor. Please do a story time. You need to start do a story time. The day I stole somebody's glasses, I got happy slapped.
Do you remember when he buckled me when I tried to run in there? I tried to run in Liana's house. Even that day, So these things are real. So you have to be respecting the guys down there. People like Ashley Waters and Noel Clark that they're changing their life. You have to be respecting them. That's what I have to say.
I love that one experience. Look how it's humbled you to this day.
Completely. I can't even.
Every time you see Redman, you're like, I'm sad.
Do you know what the worst thing is? A year later, he moved to me. I said, do you know that? He said, I know. I've forgiven you. It's all right now. You have to be respecting these people.
What did you say? Did you obviously you gave him your number.
You know, you can't talk too much. I just was like, I'm just scared of you. I'm fearful. Please, sir. I don't want another one.
Oh, 7, 9.
See what she's saying? She's even snorting. Do you think?
Oh, Lord have mercy upon me, Sue. But yeah, please go and watch Bulletproof because I promise you.
I'll take a look at
it. Season 3 on Now TV as well. Like, season they shot three. It in South Africa. It's levels.
What was the highlight for you?
I don't even want to spoil it, but.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what? I can tell that. Because normally, like, their budget is like. I think the first one was like 6 episodes and the second season was like 8 episodes. And the third season is only 3 episodes. So I feel like they spent their budget on lesser episodes. So the quality of the 3 episodes is better than... Does that make sense? So it's so well produced. The action sequences. Like, Asha D's wife. I don't know her name. Maybe I should have figured it out before. But she looks so buff. Asha D himself. Jeez. Whoa.
He is absolutely stunning, isn't he?
When I saw the two of them together, I was like... Peckham, yeah, Peckham, then be like Geneva. How do you do it? Peckham. Yeah, they just, I just feel like they leveled, they, I like it because it leveled up. And I feel like the fact that they're playing police officers in Bulletproof, yeah, they're police officers and they go, like, saving the world, like, they have guns, like...
Oh, maybe it is honestly, a bit of a step up.
It's honestly, and I feel like that's the direction I feel like more black creatives need to take. I hear you when you say that, we're tired of the storylines, like, the whole... Yeah, we get it, gangbangers. People can always go back and look at these films, yeah, but we do need to see more...
heroic roles of minorities being celebrated more,
Okay. Tired of the oppression, tired of the...
It's fun to see, but it's very repetitive and you want to, you know, to watch a movie is to get escapism, but to always learn and get a moral from it. You know, what did I take from it? You can't always take... you know?
And it's good to see black people in lights. Cause so when young black people watch these things, they see Asha D being a policeman and like, oh, do you know what? Maybe I too can be a policeman. Like, it makes it more relatable. So...
You really think they're thinking that they're going to be policemen? No, I just have that question. Please, can it be answered?
I mean, there's probably one black kid somewhere that wants to be a policeman.
Harry? It's not worth it.
It's not. But if more black people join the police force, don't you think, you know?
Yeah.
Because part of me kind of wants to join the police, but I can't join the police.
You know what? I would want to be that guy, but I don't want to be in the police force. I want to be the one that investigates.
Yeah.
You know, there's a trap where you mop and we turn it off and I say, eh, you thought you could escape. Jide. I know the address. I know the owner of that trainer. You know, when you, I like that, you know, that FBI stuff, but no, I don't think that.
Not the actual, the institution of police.
I don't, it just has such a stigma. It needs to be more friendly and more welcoming to minority. There needs to be a lot of reforming. And a lot of, it needs a facelift.
Yeah, 100%.
And then, of course, I reckon that people will be interested.
I don't think police should be defunded. I think that the funds should be properly appropriated. And I feel like the community should be able to police themselves.
You reckon?
Mm-hmm. I feel like with the right resources, the communities can police themselves, absolutely.
Retrain them, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, cool.
Retrain them, I guess, yeah.
Little Kim finally named her perfect... actress to play her in her biopic.
I'm sorry, I can't speak to anyone that pretends to be Latin. Sorry. Little Kim, talking about?
But do you know what?
We was having Little Kim or...
This, we was having a discussion before. Okay, number one, guess who she wants to play her?
Go for it.
Tiana Taylor.
Banging.
Little Kim though.
Oh, she's very athletic. Tiana Taylor's like,
Mm-hmm.
But then, I used to be scared of the dick. Now I put my lips on that shit. Handle it like she might be alright, you know. She might be, you know.
No, but the thing
she
is,
might
I
have it. She
I
might have
no
it.
Doubt that Tiana Taylor can act, will be able to act the shit out of anything and perform it well. Because I just feel like
she. And she deserved that moment because she's been swept under the rug so much. And maybe Kim sees something in her, you know, the underdog spirit that she might have had at that time.
Yeah, but how are you gonna make Tiana Taylor look like Little Kim? Little Kim is appalled that Notori Norton. Played her in
I like Notori Norton playing her. Like, I think that was a good match. Yeah.
But she hated it. She didn't like the way she looked. She didn't like the way she was portrayed. She didn't like none of it.
Why do you think that is, Ruth?
Because she's a dark-skinned black woman.
Thank you for answering
and
the question.
And Kim thinks she's light-skinned.
Her name is called the Lozada. That's what she wants in her mind. To be... to be, I don't know. It's one Lozada. It's one salsa dancer. It's not happening, baby.
I feel like colorism made Little Kim the way she is.
You are from Queens, alright?
So you think though, maybe even Biggie marrying a light-skinned woman made him her think, oh man, I gotta bleach my skin now.
You have power of your own mind, you know. Yes, sometimes your mind lets you down, but there's so many women, you're the first sex symbol in hip-hop, and you're telling me that you couldn't stand in your own truth. Well, because of Biggie. Biggie's already put you on. Is Biggie your uncle? Is he your dad that he needs to be holding your hand? Babe, man, you dropped the ball on us, but we forgive you. It's all right. It's all right. Mm? Nikki Cave. That's all I can say.
Tonight she's Jesus. She came and saved us.
Nikki Cave. Mm? I still love Little Kim, but it's just a mental mindset.
Honestly, it's a shame.
But that's the industry. It'll eat you alive, won't it?
Yeah. You see that a lot. Like, women come in one way, and then by the time they've finished their career, they're sort of in a certain place.
So decapitated, isn't it?
Yeah. Even Summer Walker came in the most humblest spirit, and then two couple years in the line, she's doing nose job, doing this.
I feel so sorry for her. I don't know. I feel like London on a track. I feel like he trapped her. Because he knew that the second album, she's not going to need him. So he's like, you know what? You ain't going nowhere.
You know, this is the thing. And this is what, who is it? Was it La Vida Loca? I can't remember. I saw it in the Shaysbury. Yeah,
she said, the rapper.
Yeah, she said something about how men use, women need to be careful because men can use you the same way you women use men. Like, you know how they think that men use women for, women use men for clout? Yeah. Men can use for clout. London on the Track is a name in himself, so I'm not saying that he needs to use
it. No, not for clout, not at all.
Yeah, but he knows that Summer Walker is a winner.
She's like, a hybrid. There's nobody like her.
Yeah.
Yeah?
He definitely got pregnant on purpose.
I think he did.
So you my bitch now.
It's a blessing, isn't it? We're women, isn't it? We're meant to bring life, so it's a double-edged sword. Yeah. She'll be back and kicking, but that knows.
It's a shame. I just wish she just stayed true to
herself. Ice for me, baby, let's go. Take your time for me, baby, go low. Rubbish knows. It's a mistake. It's a
Oh, do you watch Love and Hip Hop?
I've watched so many of those nonsense. I've seen so much. Which one?
All of them.
Ah, it's a nonsense. It's a Joe Selling. It's a problem.
It's a Steve J.
It's a rubbish.
I love it. Listen, every day, yeah. Like now during lockdown.
It's a Kim Michelle. It's a shaking table.
It's the throwing drinks.
It was ridiculous.
I love it.
I did love it too.
I watched the highlights now on YouTube.
They can't afford them no more.
I think so as
well. Yeah, they can't afford them
no more. The production companies dropped them.
The restrictions are going to mean more money on the budget, less money to pay the cast.
That's it.
You know, the reality is biting us. No more of that ratchet world.
It's the same though. I hope they do find a way to kind of bring it back.
You're reliving.
Yeah, because Love and Hip Hop, do you know what? As ratchet and rubbish as Love and Hip Hop is, yeah, I feel like it showed me the way not to behave.
Who especially got you to that stage?
You know, there's a lot of like foolish situationships in Love and Hip Hop.
What's that one of that one, that Latin one? What was her name?
Jocelyn.
Not Jocelyn, the other one. She's with Safari now.
Oh, Erica Mena. Oh, Erica Mena is crazy. That vein, that angry vein that pops from her head every time she's angry or crying. But I'm so happy that she's found love with Safari.
I think he really, really settled her.
Yeah.
I think they both found what they needed in each other, which is quite cute.
This is what I'm saying. I feel like the black community, any community in itself has its issues, yeah? Mm. And I feel like we were sweeping them under the rug a lot and just accepting it as it is. I feel like shows like Love and Hip Hop really makes you sit down and consider yourself. I feel like a lot of guys sat there and were like, no, I can't be Stevie J fam. No, I can't be Young Jock. I can't be that. Do you know what I'm saying? And a lot of girls said that, no, I can't be like Erica Mena. No, I can't be doing that. No, Jocelyn shit. No,
it was glorified. Look how much money they're earning. You watch them slowly but surely. You know, Jocelyn came from them dead auntie. You know them wigs that you wear when you're 50? Mm-hmm. Them short ones. Then slowly but surely, you started seeing the Brazilian. Then you saw ring.
Yeah, the glow.
Then you saw middle.
Listen,
and then you two, you're like, eh? Let me go and have one bastard and put it on YouTube so that I can buy that good bundle.
Abba, Linda. It was a lot of madness.
Bring the 27.
But then I feel like because everybody's life on that show played out, normal people, normal, not gassed up people, but normal people, sitting there and seeing Mimi go through her rubbish with Stick, I'm not involved.
Mimi the main.
You think that I would ever put myself in a situation? Mimi. You think I'd ever be in with a guy that puts, like Stevie Jones puts me in a situation?
Never say never. Obviously, I know that you're someone of value and you'll always be somebody of value. You'd never drop the ball.
Amen.
But these things do happen. These things do happen when you drop the ball.
But now because we've had things like Love and Hip Hop to kind of play out certain storylines, don't you feel like we can kind of see how things will go? Like, you know, I can't be known.
Because it's normalised now. So now it's normal. The other day I was having a conversation with my friend and I was talking to her. She was like, you know what? In a year's time, I'm just going to be a baby mum. So on your CV, you went to university. You had a good job and then after that you decided to be single. So it's normalized.
Yeah, but maybe she don't have time for the pastor.
So what are our mum and dads? They're idiots that they know that union is going to be for the best. All of that pastor, at the end, if he really messes up and you're married to him, you have half of his money and you rid him of his pastor. But because you are lacking in knowledge and in common sense, you just want to be, you have a baby, you have a baby, and you have a baby.
Yeah, but baby.
It's your life. I want you. Bastard.
I don't know any woman who has planned intentionally.
So this so future.
Yeah, but you don't plan to. You don't be like, yeah, I'm just gonna have these babies and that's it. Like as a woman, you don't at least
come. Let me check your temperature. Ruth,
I'm okay.
So you're telling me these girls don't know? I'm gonna pop a pin in that condom. He's rich. How many baby mothers? Oh, Sierra, yeah. You're not listening.
Yeah, but Sierra did not want to be a baby mother.
Sierra didn't want to be a baby mum, but I'm saying Sierra is the biggest case study for you. Sierra, everybody can't miss her. My goodness. Sierra became a baby mum. And then after that, he still had at least four more.
Yeah,
that was crazy. A business transaction. Some women know, yeah. If I just hook him with that baby for 18 years, me too, I'll do small business, I'll have boutique, I can do small yacht travel.
You know, I guess you're right, you know, but maybe because I'm generally a sensible person, yeah? Oh,
of course.
When I watch Love & Hip Hop, I'm like, I can't behave like that. But then when other people watch it, they're like, oh, I gotta do that. It's true.
Yeah, some it's normalised, well, babe. Like,
okay, alright, I'll give you that.
Why do you think all these shutters, 3.5, we know about you and your baby moms. Rubbish. We know about you. We know.
Alright, cool. Good. Some business. Is this business. Okay, wait. DJ Khaled to host the MTV Africa Music Awards in Kampala.
Brilliant.
As for like DJ Khaled, why is there no one in Africa that can host the African Music Awards?
He's commercial, so he's gonna attract the target market that they're looking
for. Who's the target market?
Americans, people that enjoy appropriating black culture, TikTokers.
Yeah, but why do you care? Why do we care? Why can't you get Burna Boy to?
Because they're gonna make it go viral easily, and they're gonna be able to project the news much more quicker than any.
Don't you just feel like DJ Khaled capitalizes heavily off of black culture?
We the best.
And he just goes everywhere and capitalizes off black culture.
He said, "Pastor,
isn't it enough?
Isn't he like black?" Hasn't he got, like, black in him or something?
Where's DJ Khaled from? Let's Google this.
Isn't he from Afghanistan and them lot there?
Is that in Africa?
Oh, it's a geographic question.
DJ Khaled.
Country. Country. Moroccan is African, isn't it? Yeah, North African. That's...
Palestinian.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's from Palestine. Pre-Palestine.
Why is he begging?
What, DJ Khaled?
Yeah, he looks mixed race or Latin, isn't it?
No, he looks Arabic. He looks Arabic.
He dresses.
Do you know what?
Because a Moroccan is an African,
that's
Arabic.
Like,
French Montana, where's he from?
Morocco, yeah, I think he's Moroccan.
Yeah. And he's from Africa.
Oh, well, okay, then I guess... Yeah, I don't know. There's something about DJ Khaled that just... It's like, no, I rate him, but yeah, there's something that just annoys me. I don't know what it is.
He's part of the culture.
Yeah.
Charlie Westwood. Oh, I like them, you know. I like Westwood.
You have to give Westwood his props.
He's the culture,
yeah,
you know.
You have to, yeah. Every uni rave. Like, who's going to get this ball sucked tonight? Make some noise. Look, that's what Westwood says. That's Westwood. Yo, guys!
Dog, you know me. Me and my pig walking down the street.
Why do you sound like him? So, what is this?
Yeah.
That was actually mine.
Yeah, yo, girls, if you're getting these guys to buy you drinks, you know you're going to give him the pussy tonight. That's just, Westwood is just the creep to me. And then you just see, like, loads of girls.
I didn't know he was itchy like that.
Oh, you've never been to a Westwood rave? Come on.
I mean, I'm sure I have. I think I went, like, you know the one that he has in Leicester Square? Yeah. Samba?
I don't know. I just remember the Westwood Junior Rings.
Don't do it to me. You're showing my age, Raji. Yeah, man. You know.
Westwood, though, you have to give him his props, though, because he really brought hip-hop to the UK as well. He really helped.
Did he?
Yeah. Well, again, I grew up, where we grew up, Erith, like, the suburbs kind of areas, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, it's not, and Nigerian parents, we didn't have the internet them days, so like,
we had Sky.
Yeah, MTV based and that, but generally, like, where my hearing, like, real hip hop and stuff
nowhere,
like that.
Nowhere.
Do you get what I'm saying? But then you go, maybe you go hair shop and there'll be bootleg CDs. I got bare bootleg CDs the first time I went to Nigeria. I got like Westwood compilations and stuff. Do you remember Westwood? Yeah, what do you mean? Westwood used to have the compilations where he used to have all the New York American rappers on the compilations. Like, Westwood really did a lot for the culture in the UK. Like, I think he really brought, well, I don't know, because I don't know what happened before that, but for me, he really
shook.
Really
hate me, you know. It took me a little while to get on.
What, to hip-hop?
Come here.
Maybe because I had an older brother as well.
I'm sensitive, I just don't want to talk about it, but yeah. Sorry. I think the hip-hop is incredible.
Okay, sorry.
I love it.
I mean, my mum only let me listen to Eminem because he was white, and then I think she clocked that he's appalling.
Yeah. I'm sorry, mum.
Yeah, like, I don't think she really understood,
didn't
it?
I think about mental. Nah, he's incredible.
Yeah.
He's the one guy that you can invite to the barbecue.
Who? Eminem.
He can have watermelon, you know that.
Yeah, Eminem's cool.
Eminem's incredible.
DJ Khaled, that's enough of that stuff.
DJ Khaled.
Jasmine Sullivan's Hotels debuts at number one on.
Go on, Jazzy Fizzle, Aries, you bounce back.
Is she an Aries?
You are a leader.
Do you know everybody's star sign?
Chill out. I do.
Okay.
She's incredible. She came back at the right time.
She came back strong as
she
well.
She lost weight.
Mm-hmm.
She looks good. She was confident.
Yeah. Well done, man.
Yeah.
Have you listened to that album?
Mm-mm.
You know,
I just listened to her one single.
Okay.
Which she has out. I don't know the name of it.
Okay. You know what I was saying to these guys before that, like, I mean, I haven't heard you sing in a while, but you guys can't, your voice, because of the raspy, kind of strong, raspy riffness of your voice, yeah, you two kind of remind me of each other, kind of.
I enjoy singing her songs a lot, and I've done a lot of her covers when I do auditions or I go to an open mic session. I enjoy her range. I think she's incredible. Yeah. She will never be commercial, so she should just forgive herself for not being, but she will always be classic. You know, that's like when you listen to You're My Lady.
Speaking
You're
of
my
which.
Lady. Neo Soul, it will never die. But it just won't be commercial.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, go on, bring it up.
D'Angelo celebrates his 21st, 21 years since his debut album, Voodoo. Sophomore album, Voodoo.
Is that the title of it?
21. Yeah, Voodoo.
Voodoo.
Yeah.
I rebuke it.
But I'm sorry.
Abba.
Me too.
Yes, true. Solid 9. Don't ever laugh. What? What's happening there? Don't worry, they are impressed.
I know they are. Better be. Yeah.
Oh,
Voodoo. 21 years ago. So that was January the 25th.
He's incredible, though. Yeah. He was. He was different in that age, you know, the early 90s, that kind of Usher energy he was bringing.
Early noughties.
Thanks for great. Early noughties. So, I enjoyed him. It's a shame that...
Neo Soul hasn't really been the same since them days, really, has it?
No. I missed Jill Scott.
Me too.
You know...
Music Soul Child.
Yeah.
Do you know the other day we put a Dwelle post on our Instagram? We got like 7 views, fam. You lot don't deserve it, man.
Guys, don't do your history. It's not every day. Do you want to suck on my lady? It's not every day. You know what I like? I've been talking my shit, but you know I go fight. It's all right. We know that. Can you make stew?
Yeah.
Can you make stew?
They won't make a song about that.
It's not in the microwave. You bastard. Can you make stew?
But yeah, Neo... celebrates also 15 years
since he released his album
In My Own Words.
Had to change my hands out in my shit.
Now that I'm alone.
Go roots.
Cause right now it's Tuesday.
Diddy Baba.
Can't get to the
food. And I know it makes no sense. Cause you have fucked up my life.
God. Do you know what? You know what I love about Neo in that year? Neo had me feeling before I even knew what. Before I even had a boyfriend, I was
Neo
crying.
Neo was smooth.
Yeah. Just had you in your
feelings. It was the spins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was... You know the little one, the hair.
It's ridiculous.
It worked. It worked. Even Rihanna did a little tune with him. He was all right.
I miss them days, you know. Yeah,
he made R&B cool again. Yeah.
Miss them days. It's very makes me feel nice and warm inside. Because I remember sitting on the 229 bus, like, on my way to school.
And then we'd have it, like, by the window so it could come out more, the speaker at the bottom.
Aww. Good times, man.
Good times.
That little Sony Ericsson.
Oh, to be young.
Do you use Clubhouse?
Sometimes. It's weird. It's like, you know when you go in there, like, why are you in my house? You're a bit like that.
What, like the app?
You know, like when you join the Clubhouse and then they're all used to each other and then you join it and they're like, oh, we only wanted the originals.
Is that what happened?
I'm like,
Oh, that's rude.
You know when you come to secondary school in the class and you're like a month late and everyone's like, oh, we've already joined our food tech group. Oh, we're not adding jam this time round.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we don't need an onion. No. You're just a bit like, oh. Yeah, it's all right. It's better than, what was the other one in the first lockdown?
House party.
Yeah? That one that you'll be, I'm just using the toilet. I'm there. Abba.
Really?
You know, like your hand can just accidentally. No. And then it's a bit intrusive, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just creaming my face. Come on. I rebuke you. Come on. You know, you're just. It just catches you unawares. House party catches you
unawares. I'm so certain there's been so many people that have been caught out on the app.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, you know, if you accidentally, you're in there with no question or no, do you want to be in there? No, you're in there. You have to be in there. You have to be there. It's my choice. You have to be there. I like Clubhouse though. I think it's like a professional, like.
It's like a professional version.
It's like a professional version of it. Yeah.
Like, I was going to join Clubhouse, yeah, but then it got on my nerves before I even joined, like.
Because of the hype?
The hype, people, like, some of the conversation that I'm hearing, like, people just talking about themselves and, like, I didn't know if I could be bothered with it.
I think it's a modern therapy place for people. During this day and age, nobody, like, gets the opportunity, unless you do, like, Zoom parties every day, to gather. I think it's a place where people gather. You know, like, when you go to the library and people have a cheeky chat there, that's, like.
Fair enough.
Intellectuals that are still cool but still want to be nurturing themselves with knowledge. Does that make sense? Yeah.
That's sick. It's like pub chat.
Like pub chat. Yeah.
It's been valued at over 1 billion. It reached its 1 billion investment target.
Sounds a bit like Bitcoin.
Yeah, I don't know this Bitcoin.
I love this coin.
Yeah. No, just where shall I put my money and is it going to steal from me?
Can I see my money? I need to be seeing it.
You need to get a wallet.
I need to see.
You need to get a wallet. Like, there's, like, these apps that you can get, and then you can, like, invest, like, someone put me onto Coinbase.
Is it banging?
I don't even know. It's just scaring me, because I feel like that's the way forward of the world, and it's scaring me, the fact that I have no, like, understanding of this.
You know when the money goes cashless, it's going to be a madness.
I'm scared.
That's when my haggling tips is going to come in. Oi, Lala, don't play with me because I've been coming to this shop for a long while. And if we actually calculate how much I spend a month here, you can let me off that £6 and you're going to. Lala, don't touch me, Lala. Anymore. Lala, don't touch me.
It's not going to work. It's going to be all... Lala's not real.
Sorry about that.
God. But anyway, yeah, just Master practicing. T spoke on the...
Master P, okay, what's he
doing? Master P spoke about how we as black people, as a community, global, you know, whatever, we made Clubhouse $1 billion. And instead of, like, always running to, like, jump on, like, other people's, other cultures' platforms, we should now, like, invest in our own. Like,
how many times have you had that? Truthfully.
Yeah, and to be honest, I don't know what's the equivalent. What's
when has it been implemented?
Yeah.
And when has it worked? Back chat, it was getting there. And then, boom.
So part of me feels like we hate each other too much, yeah. It's really sad, but I do feel like that. Yeah.
I think I agree completely.
Because someone made a post the other day, and it was basically like, if you go to McDonald's or KFC and they get your order wrong, and they give you attitude or whatever, you'll sit there and wait for your new order, and then you'll go back for your next lunch break. But if you go to a Caribbean or Nigerian restaurant and they get your order wrong, you give them attitude, they'll give you attitude and that's it. That's the end of your business and you're going to slander them up and down. So how come we don't support black businesses the way we support other businesses?
I just, personally, it's a bit of a touchy subject because it's like, I make it my duty. If I see someone that's a black woman, I'll say, no, you look banging. You see you, yeah? No, don't walk next to me. She'll be like, K-k-k. I'll be like, you look amazing. Like, I make it my duty. But like, after a while, I'm just like, are there any other people that have that mindset that, you know, we really are amazing and phenomenal women. We really are. Like, we don't crack. We go on from strength to strength. We are the core of all things humankind. And it's just, it's a bit draining where you want to be that rainbow for people, but it's just, they just want to turn the lights off.
Mm.
They just want to stay in their ways. And it's like, that's why sometimes Oyibo people, and you're just there bantering with them and they're just letting them doors open.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, we got to do better.
Honestly, like we have to help ourselves, isn't it?
Yeah. When I say you look nice, you have to say thank you.
Yeah.
Do you get it? Okay.
And listen, you're right though, in the sense that you need to start being more approachable to like each other, you know, and we need to start. I feel like sometimes like maybe we're scared of each other.
Yeah, because when I'll be like, sis, you look nice, they'll be like, what, me?
Yeah.
I'll be like, you, man. Well, who's popping on this road right now? You look incredible. So
yeah, but even,
they were even shocked, like, do you mean me?
Yeah, honestly, but even in terms of like, let's say like business and stuff like that, I'd feel more uncomfortable coming in, like, say for example, I wanted to work with this black company or whatever, yeah, I'd feel like, no, I have to present myself a certain type of way because they can't look at me like I don't know what I'm doing. Da, 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 da. But it's like I wouldn't mind looking vulnerable to like another company saying, oh yeah, I need help.
Is that ego then, or is that
that's what I'm saying. We have ego, we have, I don't really know, maybe it's crabs in the barrel syndrome. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't know what it is. There's a lot of issues within the community that we need to help. But
do you see the front cover of Nine's album with the crabs?
For
me, I reckon that is most of our problems.
Yeah, we need to, there's a lot of things that we need to unlearn.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I feel like it would be so easy for black people to become billionaires, like, if we all really just stuck together. If we really all just stuck together, it would be so easy for, like, our community to thrive.
Right now, I'm working in property. Yeah, like, I'm like an account manager in property as well. And the amount of Africans that are killing the game. You lot are incredible people. I'm telling you, like, whatever we touch our hands, with enough focus, it turns to gold. I've met some incredible minorities. So we just need to keep pushing.
Yeah.
We need to keep pushing. And success starts with mindset.
Yeah.
You got this.
Yeah.
Do you hear me?
And you know what? You make a good point about property, because that's sick. And I feel like we need to start diversifying into different industries. You know, like, we spend a lot of time in sports and entertainment and finance.
That's right.
But I think it's time that we start, like, diversifying into, like, different industries. Like, I think there's more black people getting involved in tech.
Mm.
There's more black people getting involved in property, like you said. Like,
architecture. They're now being, you know, given opportunities to do commercial architecture properties.
Let's do it all, man. Whether it be medicine, law, this, that. And when I say get involved, I mean, start owning your own practices, start owning your own, and start giving jobs back to black people, because coming, like, graduating law and coming out of uni, yeah, trying to apply for a job sometimes and then going for interviews in firms where they don't look like me. I just know myself, I'm not gonna put myself in a position that I don't want to work in.
When you sit and speak to these people on the phones and they're like, well, you know, we've got £170,000 in a cash pot, or we've got £250,000 in a cash pot, I know it's small. Me, that Jejeli, I haven't been paid that much. I know it's small, you just be holding the phone, holding your file.
Yeah,
I know it's small, but you know, we definitely want to make sure that the boys, when they leave university, they're in private university at the moment, when they leave, that they understand investment and they're not working a 9-to-5. You see where they've already put their children.
That's,
and we have to, you know, we should have that mentality.
This generation though, like, if you have kids, if you're like 30, 40 now, 30, 40 and under now, yeah, and you have kids, I feel like those parents
get it.
Yeah, their kids are gonna be
incredible.
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. You're gonna be able to teach your kids, because our parents didn't really know. They came to this country to hustle and just stay. They didn't know what they were doing.
Did they really not know though?
Like, us now, we're good because we're kind of learning, and I feel like we're at a juncture where things are kind of changing. Like, obviously, you've got this whole Bitcoin thing.
You can go and do your nails or your eyelashes, but now you're going to your friends and you're booking a little appointment and she's saying this is going to cost an hour and a half. That's why
our generation gets it. It's and we're starting to make the change. So the generation under us, they're coming into something. Do you know what I'm saying? And then the youngers, and when, if you're 40 and younger and you have kids, your kids, they're going to walk in, they should be walking into something.
Do you remember Mallory Blackman, Noughts and Crosses?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that's coming?
Yeah, wait, hold on. Was it Kobe? Kobe, I think, done a BBC special, Noughts and Crosses. I need to research that.
Maybe that would be a good touching topic. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, but I love that.
Yeah, Noughts and Crosses, yeah. But yeah, Master P, he's apparently also going to start his own, he's linked up with the Tesla guy to start his own supercar, black-owned supercar.
I think it's too real for any sort of commercialization.
Master P. Protect him at all motherfucking costs.
He understands everything. Yeah, he knows everything.
See, that's why Lil Remy is Lil Remy and Bow Wow's Bow Wow. Just saying.
The shade of it.
Joking.
Ciao.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. So I did release my top 50 albums of 2020. I was going to list out my top 10, but...
Should I let you do that by yourself?
Yeah, because
I don't.
But listen, I didn't really put together a top 10 because it's really difficult.
Shout out to
my mom. No, because where are you going? You're staying
mom,
here.
Can I have stew?
Stay here. Where are you going?
Can you just soak down that beef a little
bit? Cool. But I'll tell you guys some. my mock top 10 is. Just interrupted my whole segment. I'm not bringing you back here ever again. You don't know how to behave. I'm joking, I'm sorry. Alright, cool. So this that's my idea, that's my idea. I was gonna keep that because I was gonna think
that you should, it's quite
like a Judge Judy kind of thing.
Or maybe when I'm talking too much, hey, shut your mouth.
You're absolutely fucking.
Yo, hey, bumble clad.
When I feel like you're taking too much attention from me.
Sorry about that, Ruth. You were saying top 10.
Have you seen Justice Court Nigeria? It's like, have you not seen it? Judge Funke Ade, what's his name? Fumilayo or something. Have you not seen? It's basically Nigerian version of Judge Judy. It's I'm telling you, if you're laughing now.
Well, does everybody get moi moi as they walk in? No.
Like church in it. Yeah. Show a packet of jello fries.
Or puff puff, and you just see all that oil, and you're like, cholesterol.
It's lit though. Some of the episodes make me really sad though. Because you know, like in Nigeria, they don't really have it like that.
Right. Give Ruth a thumbs up if you think she should touch about Judge Judy African special. Give her a thumbs up. Say Niger lawyer. And then on the comments, and then she'll probably bring it up into a topic about it. Get involved.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do what Lydia just said to you.
Cool.
So to wrap it up, I just got some new music. Just gonna tell you what's out there, go and check out, and then we go home because we've been talking for a long time.
Hell yeah. It's
from 10:30. Okay, cool. So number one, Nas celebrates luxury and longevity in his video for new song. What? God. So anyway, Nas releases the videos for 27 Summers. If you don't know about 27 Summers, it was on King's Disease.
Banger, love it. It's absolutely incredible.
Listen, Nas is number one. Nas is buff.
First of all, that beauty spot, you could get it because of that.
You can get it all day,
nigga. I'm up there doing all that stuff.
Buff. Babes. And he's just so bossy and classy. Like, the video is just dripping in luxury.
He's a gentleman. We all love a cheeky gentleman.
God damn it. Anyway, that video celebrates his 27 years in the game.
He's incredible.
And he talks about his longevity and what he's done and all that stuff. So big up Nas. Busta Rhymes, M.O.P. and CJ dropped the visuals for Cesar Remix.
Well done, Busta Rhymes, for losing weight.
Honestly, do you know, apparently he said that he had to lose weight because one movie role, they had to tape his belly. So he said, nah, man, it's gone too far.
It's an everyday oxtail, you see?
Busting. You're just busting everywhere.
Busty Rhymes.
What's next, Ruby?
Robin Thicke reunites with Pharrell on Take Me Higher.
Boy, another lawsuit. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what? I can't lie to you. I thought the same thing. I was like, you two haven't learned.
You haven't learned. Not meant to be. Yeah. But you want to be forcing it. You have to force it. We have what?
Right, fucking hell.
Cool. Joey Badass. Joey Badal celebrated his 26th birthday, I believe. The Let It Breathe video. Yeah. Joey Badal is dope. Obviously, you know, spits over like soulful beats and this cold. Okay. We have Kemi Ade with Drive, the Dusk Edition. Last year, she released Drive, the Dawn Edition. Cool. These are kind of like, these are like UK artists. Like, I don't want to say underground. She's amazing. The project's good. Amazing.
Okay.
They're like emerging UK artists, if you like.
Okay, so ones to watch, yeah?
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Do you know what
I'm saying? Ones to watch, okay.
Alphamist, he's like a producer. Alphamist. He released a new song called Runouts. Alphamist. Yeah. Nine Tails, big up. They emailed their song to us. They were like, yo, man, check this out. And it's dope. It's like a house kind of, a soulful house kind of track. It's called WD2M. Which I believe stands for...
What are you doing to my...
To me. To me.
To my...
DVTN.
Oh, that's that.
So we've got DVTN with False Alarm. Listen, DVTN, yeah, I've... Since the beginning, I've been their number one fan. They better remember me when they blow, yeah.
Shout out to Rufy from Soulmate.
Oh, don't know. They released a new song called False Alarm. It's dope. Definitely go check it out. Visuals and everything. Cilla Ray dropped Motives, which is a nice kind of like throwback 90s R&B song, if you like. You know, speaking of throwback R&B songs, I forgot to say Ashanti also dropped a single, 235, I Want You, something. And Keisha Cole's dropping a song next month in February. Anyway, that's it for the new music.
Ruth, what would you like to give the people as a round off?
I'd like to say thank you guys for checking in. If you guys have any music and stuff that you want to send it to us at submissions@soulmateonline.org. Follow us on our socials at soulmateldn and all that stuff. What about you? What do you want to say?
Peace, love and light. Thank you so much for inviting me over to your platform.
You're welcome.
Fingers crossed you'll see more of me and my wacky backy self. Love and light. Stay positive. And remember, stagnant water stinks, bitch. Bye-bye. Don't know.